that word dairy used to mean anything else besides the commercial farmer?
Well, dairy products, milk, stuff like that. And like, I forgot to tell you this, my great-grandfather used to own a dairy out here in the Attics. And my dad used to work out there.
He owned it where?
Attics. It's right out here. See, Houston used to flood Buffalo Bio here.
Uh-huh.
And they made a dam out here.
Uh-huh.
They took some property, government-owned property, and had to buy us, he had to sell his land. Had a dairy farm out there. My dad used to go out there and pick cotton during the summer.
That was, is that now, would that now be part of the city limits?
Attics?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's a little outside. They have a park out there. And, I ride my bike out there. It's about 7 miles from my house. I'd say it's about 6 miles from city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And, there also is a, army training. Well, the army comes out there and they run around, drive tanks around there every once in a while.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean a little building out in your yard where you could store milk?
No, I haven't.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, they sometimes they took a... I've heard they put it in streams. Covered up, put it in streams, keep it cold. They used to have ice boxes. They'd take a box, kind of a metal box, that would close real good, keep it shut good, and they put a piece of ice in there, a block of ice.
What about storing potatoes and turnips during the winter? Do you ever hear how they did that?
Wouldn't they hang them up to kind of keep them dry?
And a fenced-in place where you could shut the cows up, leave them overnight for milking.
A pen?
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a milk gap or a cow pen or a cupping?
I've heard it called a cow pen, not a milk gap. Never heard of that.
And for the pigs, you'd have a what kind of pen?
Pig pen, I guess. I don't
okay.
know.
When the pigs are full grown, you call them?
Hogs.
Do you make a distinction between hogs and pigs, or do you usually call them pigs regardless of how big they are?
Pigs most of the time.
And a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Oh, that would be, barnyard, sort of a, I'd say a barnyard.
And a fenced-in place where they go out to graze?
That would be a field.
Or what else did you call it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you ever call it a patch?
Pasture. Pasture. Yes.
What's the difference between a field and a pasture?
Well, pasture's for grazing. I don't know, field, I guess, it's just land out there. Probably isn't fenced in.
Do you usually talk about a farm or a ranch? Do you make a distinction between them?
Most of the time, I just call it a farm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of a ranch is?
A lot bigger. Mostly raise cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Grow some feed, probably.
And you mentioned that your father helped pick cotton.
Yes.
Do you know anything about working with cotton? What sort of work you have to do?
Well, it's hard. You get up and you pull the long sacks. There's long sacks. And you pull them along. And kind of got to watch where you can pull out the cotton because it's kind of stickery around it when you pull it out.
Did you ever see cotton growing?
Yes, I have. Out in Richmond, where my grandfather lives, they grew some cotton around the Brazos River out there. They didn't ever grow it, but I'd go along the road and see it.
First of all, if you want to break up the ground for planting, you break it up using a